but the Premier hinted on Friday that there may be an increase in the maximum crowds allowable for outdoor events early next year to cater for, and he mentioned specifically the Devonport, Launceston and Hobart Cups. Devonport is in January the 6th, I think, next year, and Hobart and Launceston towards the end of February. Doesn't give a lot of time for Devonport. The chairman of the Devonport Racing Club is Barry Milton, who joins you now. Good afternoon, Barry.
Yeah, good afternoon, Martin.
Obviously, we've got pretty tight restrictions in place at the moment. Crowds of, I think, 500 or 1,000 at outdoor venues. And even though the Premier's hinted that there might be some changes coming early next year, it may suit Launceston and Hobart much better than Devonport.
Yeah, that's correct, Martin. We're still under the current restrictions of, you know, one person per 2 square metres. And that obviously makes it very difficult when we sort of accommodate 80% of our patrons in marquees. So we sort of anticipate, we've been doing crunching the numbers once we heard this latest announcement, and yeah, we'll probably be down to 50% of what we had last year in population. So
okay, I think last year was about 4,500, so at this stage you're sort of aiming for a crowd of between 2,000 to 2,500.
Yeah, around 2. I don't think we can accommodate any more than that with the current restrictions and, yeah, the requirements to, you know, space people out and the 1.5 metre rule, etc., and for people to be seated while drinking and eating. So it'll be a different event this year for us.
I know towards the end of the footy season, a lot of football you know, managers and administrators were talking to the Premier almost, or the department certainly almost on a daily basis, because they were keen to get the crowds up for their grand finals. So I guess it's been a similar sort of story for you. You've been in constant contact with the government, have you?
Yeah, all the clubs have. We've sort of met together, and we've met with various other organisations trying to sort of sort it out and to see what, you know, January and February is going to look like. But it's only just recently that we, as the Devonport Cup is the second one off the rank, I mean, Longford go on New Year's Day, so they'll precede us by 5 days. But it's sort of very late notice. Normally by this time of the year we've pretty much locked 75% of our patrons into various spots on the course, so it's going to be a mad rush. Currently we're contacting all the marquee holders and advising them of the number of restrictions they can have this year, and find out whether they want to go ahead under those guidelines.
So we'll probably have the same number of marquees but with less people in them.
Pretty much, yeah. We may have less marquees if people, you know, the expense per head will obviously double or close to double for some, and, you know, the corporates may be able to handle that, but a lot of the, you know, the smaller marquees and the social clubs and all that sort of thing may consider not coming this year.
It's 10 weeks tomorrow, I think, from when the Cup is to be held, so as you say, you're normally well down the track organisational-wise at this time of the year. Just the current situation, we've had racing resume in July when restrictions were lifted, and from all accounts that's been going quite well around the state, and I'd imagine it's the same at Devonport.
Yeah, we had exceptional crowds over winter. We had 9 consecutive Sundays, and yeah, we were well patronised. We started off with the 500 and then the 1,000 rule, but generally, yeah, we were around the 400 mark, which is pretty exceptional for winter racing.
So with the Cup, obviously you're going to have probably half the crowd unless something changes drastically between now and then. Will you still be having regular features like, for example, fashions on the field? Will you have an ambassador coming? What's the story there?
Yeah, look, we just started to speak about that because it's all been on hold. We didn't want to go ahead, and I can understand why a lot of the other events have cancelled because of all the unknown requirements and rules. So now we've sort of got to run fast and decide whether we're going to have fashions on the field, or, you know, how do we accommodate that with all the regulations in place and the spacing, etc. We may run the ambassador this year. Yeah, it's it's all got to be decided in the next 2 weeks because we have to make some hard and fast decisions in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's a shame in some respects that that Devonport's first cab off the rank, and I just hope that it hasn't been an empty promise from the Premier. You know that he may allow, or they may allow, crowds of up to 5,000. But you're saying that even if the crowd of 5,000 is allowed, you just can't do that with the physical distancing that's required.
No, we don't have the space. I mean, you're looking at with 2 square metres per person. If you had, you're looking at 9,000 square metres, and that we only have a small race course, it's not possible to accommodate that amount. So I'm thinking, somewhere between under 2,000 or close to 2,000 will be our maximum.
With the general public, you mentioned with the marquees barrier, with the general public, will it have to become a ticketed event as such then? Will people have to buy their tickets online in advance? Will there be no gate sales on the day?
No, there won't be any gate sales, Martin. It'll all be online ticketing. I mean, we have done quite a bit of that in the last two Cups, but this year it'll have to be all online ticketing, basically because we have to get the tracking in place, so we need to know everyone's contact details and names.
Right, okay.
And that'll apply to all the marquee areas. We'll have to have colour-coded wristbands, etc. Go back to where we were a few years ago, where we used to separate areas and zone areas. So all that's got to happen. And, we've only got, as you said, 2 months to get it cracking. So once we get feedback from the marquee holders from last year, we'll then work out which way we're going to go with everything. But we will definitely run in the Cup, but under restricted guidelines.
Okay, and with the online ticketing, do you have a date in mind when that may go on, or I guess that is going to be decided what happens in the next fortnight or so?
Yeah, we're going to have to work out total numbers on site. Marquee and sponsors will get first option, and of course, members.
Mm.
And once we can lock that in, I mean, the 5,000 rule is out of the question. We won't even get anywhere near that. So the ticketing, once that's all up and running, we'll advise, by social media and probably radio and everywhere else, the contact for that. It'll be the same as last year through TAS Racing. That's what we'll... It's all going to happen next month.
Awesome. Well, I mean, if that didn't happen, you'd be looking at a maximum crowd of 1,000 and you wouldn't be able to do it at all then. So thankfully, we're pleased to hear that the Devonport Cup will go ahead in some form. It's a great sporting event, but it's also a great social event for the North West Coast.
Yeah, and people want to get out and about. I mean, there's not much out there for them event-wise at the moment.
No, so, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, the 5,000 and the 10,000 crowd numbers will be great for, the Big Bash and things like that, where they've got grandstands and the ability to accommodate that number. But certainly on race courses, it's very difficult.
Indeed. Well, we look forward to hearing more developments as they happen. It all sounds like it's going to come together fairly quickly in the next couple of weeks, Barry. But thanks for your time this afternoon.
No worries, Martin. Thank you.